15 years ago today, the Russian space station Mir was launched. Though Mir has long outlived its planned lifespan of 3 years, its end is a sad occasion for many Russians. For them, the space station, that is now descending to Earth, remains a potent symbol of patriotic pride, NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
For NASA, it's a dilapidated piece of space junk whose safe demise cannot come soon enough. But for Russians, the Mir is a reminder of the nation's once glorious space history. Some former cosmonauts and rocket scientists recently published an open letter to President Vladimir Putin calling Mir's death sentence anti-Russian. Communist Party chief Gennady Zyuganov has said Mir should be retained to counter America's planned missile defense system. No one is sorrier to see the end of Mir than Yuri Koptev, the head of Russia's space program. But in a blast at senseless nationalism, he told a news conference yesterday, flying a space station that threatens the entire world is hardly the best way to show Russian greatness. Koptev said the communists ignore one basic fact. The 40-foot-long Russian spaceship can no longer function safely. If left to the communists, Koptev said, Mir would stay up until it falls God knows where. After a wonderful life, he said Mir deserves a graceful ending. We must discard it while we can still control it, he told critics. Russia's cash-strapped space industry has been struggling for survival. Mir got a bailout from NASA, which leased time on the station in order to capitalize on Russian experience in long-term space flights. 7 American astronauts spent a total of nearly 1,000 hours on Mir. It was during their stay that deteriorating conditions came to the spotlight. The 1997 fire and a near-fatal collision with an unmanned spacecraft have been followed by a constant stream of computer failures and power outages. In December, the Russian space agency feared it had lost control of the 130-ton spacecraft for good. But Koptev said the computers are now working, and Mir's descent is proceeding according to plan. Final operations will begin once Mir drops to an altitude of 160 miles. That's now expected to happen on March 8th, give or take 5 days, depending on solar activity. Russian engineers will then fire Progress rockets, causing Mir to slow down rapidly and plunge into the atmosphere over Japan sometime between March 13th and 18th. Koptev tried to reassure a crowd of nervous Japanese correspondents. The 1,500 fragments expected to survive re-entry will finally plummet to Earth in the South Pacific, far from their homeland and far from major sea and air routes. It will be a fiery display 3,600 miles long and 120 miles wide. Koptev warned the curious not to approach the area. Debris weighing up to 40 tons will reach the Earth at speeds high enough to smash through 6.5 feet of reinforced concrete. To the 80 countries that have expressed fears about the splashdown, Koptev said the chance that a population center could be hit in an uncontrolled dive is less than 0.02%. Koptev acknowledged that when Mir was first launched, there were no clear plans on how to bring it down. But he added, there are no clear plans on how to dispose of the new International Space Station either, which will be several times larger and much heavier. And yet another affront to Russian pride. Nationalists have complained Russia's been relegated to an ignominious secondary role in the new International Space Station. Get real is Koptev's blunt response. As long as Russia doesn't have the money, it should stop complaining, he says. In a final tribute to Mir, Russia's top space officials say it paved the way for the future. While Americans may dub the new International Space Station Alpha, for Russians, it will always be Beta. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.